Hey everyone. Yeah, good to see you. Welcome to the meditation. If you're new to meditation, hopefully the guidance will be clear. Here at the Mindful Awareness Research Center, we do value, you know, what we call radical accessibility of good mindfulness education. And to that end, we do try to make the basics clear. Our assumption could be examined, I suppose, but our assumption is that if someone's interested in meditation, then it is something that can be done. And we're not going to be perfect at it, but it is something that is accessible to people. And it's a shame if we get ideas about what's supposed to happen or how complicated is it, you know, in a way that interferes. So we use our ability to direct our attention. It is as simple as if you can see, and if not, then this example isn't helpful. But if you can see, you can focus your attention on my hand. And that's how hard it is to meditate. You know, we focus, we try to sustain attention, we do it in a gentle way. We're not going to use my hand, but we use elements of our own experience. We could use a visual object but we'll use sounds, we'll use sensations in our bodies. The sensations in our bodies are a pretty good way to begin for two reasons. One, they tend to be accessible and there are choices so that we can find somewhere that's not in pain. And where it's noticeable, the feel of the breath is pretty good for most people. And so I'll guide you in this. And the reason we spend time doing this is this mental activity, focusing on something relatively simple, has good effects. It's a way of cultivating more calmness, clarity, stability of mind. And most forms of meditation begin this way, one way or another. With mindfulness, that emphasis on our bodies, secondly, is because so much of what is happening with emotions is in our bodies, and yet it's often overlooked. So there are sensations, typically with anxiety or sorrow or fear or joy, which are real. The sensations are real, but once given that there's cognitive content, there are thoughts, we tend to be preoccupied with the thoughts. And so for most of us, just having that orientation to our bodies is really valuable. I didn't lecture in class this morning because it's the last week of the quarter and students are sharing their creative projects. And it's really been stupendous. So I just noticed I need to lecture, but let's not do too much of that. Let's meditate together. So eyes can be open or closed. Either way is fine. If you're new to this, probably closing your eyes is helpful. But either way is fine. You might take a few deeper breaths, slightly deeper in-breath and out-breath, maybe even a sigh with that out-breath. Yeah, so this is just one way to begin, letting your breath be normal. So we'll come back to the breath in a minute or two. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. In the midst of everything else that's happening, just turn your attention to this part of your experience, what you can hear. And it's good to notice how doable this is. We don't have to censor sounds. We don't have to try to hear everything. It's just turning attention to this part of our experience, noticing some of the changing sounds moment after moment. So with attention to sounds can come from anywhere. So quite naturally, our awareness is open, wide open, just to be ready. And so there's sort of a spaciousness involved in this sort of approach. And that can be good at times if we find our bodies, for whatever reason, not feeling suitable, or if our minds are racing, just shifting back to sounds at any time. We can use our own judgment there. It is good, though, to practice with our bodies. So when you wish, let your attention settle into your body now. Just noticing what there is to notice. What sensations do you feel in your head, neck, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet? As with sounds, not trying to find something special and not trying too hard at all. But yeah, it does take effort in the sense of we have to try, we have to decide to try. And then we muster the patience to kind of keep trying to let things be this simple, in that all we're asking ourselves to do is tune into the feel of our bodies. And even more simply, just let your attention rest somewhere in your body. And so the breath, the normal breath is good for this: abdomen, chest, or nose. Just knowing when the in-breath begins based on sensations: abdomen, chest, slight rising. The nose, a flow of fine sensations. Out-breath begins. Just staying attuned to the feel of the breath. If for some reason the breath doesn't feel quite right, sensations in your hands are fine, sensations in your feet or back. So we're not trying to get something out of the sensations. It's easier than that. The activity is having decided to place our attention, it happens typically. And that's all we need to do. But then we stay attuned, this breath, this in-breath, this out breath. And over time, you know, I can teach with confidence that we will notice that it does have an impact. And even at times when it seems like we're just bored, oh, wait, it might be, it's kind of a moment of peace. It's not the same stimulation. So we see for ourselves how this works. And then, of course, keeping in mind that try as we might, and it is doable, and yet we'll find that at certain times our attention has been pulled away. And this is perfectly normal. It's a function of our intelligence to move from one thing to another. And insofar as we're asking ourselves to focus on elements of experience that don't need to be focused on, right? The feel of the breath doesn't need to be focused on. Quite naturally, the intelligence kicks in, our to-do list for today pops into mind, one thought leads to another. So we take an interest in all this, right? Just thinking, planning, worrying, often emotion in the neighborhood, some degree of anxiety, perhaps. So tuning into the feel of your body, noticing those sensations, and then gently coming back to that home base of the breath or wherever you're focusing. So I'll be silent for a bit. We can practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes of the meditation together. Just one step at a time. Don't try to fix everything all at once. This activity takes patience, but it is probably something that we can muster. We do include the whatever comes to mind, whatever comes into consciousness as part of mindfulness practice. But there's never that obligation to stay with it. If it's a strong emotion, overwhelming, recognizing it, including the feel of it to some extent, but always with that option to shift attention back to something more manageable. And this in itself can be a valuable lesson as we practice that, that we have choice where to place attention, even within just our within our own experience. So thank you. It's good to practice with you. One of the misconceptions about meditation can be that there's a certain amount of time we need to meditate. There may be, but nobody knows really. And so we can be, you know, this taking 20 some minutes like we just did, it could be, maybe it's a little too long for you, right? And so if you practice on your own, which I would encourage, don't assume you need to do it for a certain amount of time, but it can be valuable to do it regularly, right? Even if it's just a few minutes, and I don't mean just a few minutes, even if it's a few minutes, that can be significant if we do it regularly. And then over time, it may grow, but it is a practice. And so there can be a certain momentum, a certain habit that a skill that's developed as we do this, and we can do it on our own, and that can be valuable. And likewise, you know, even taking a moment, you know, 10-second pauses in the midst of a day can actually be a good habit to develop. And it's something that you might want to explore, you know, just great opportunities present themselves all the time for this, right? Our plans are disrupted. We're waiting on something. And in those moments, we do have choice as to what we do with our attention, what we do with those times, right? Waiting in line in a store, or, you know, just, you know, waiting on the telephone, you know, you've called someone and, you know, a bank or somewhere, and they assure you that your call is very important to them, you know, but all the same, where are they, you know? And so we have choice here. And it's like waiting, you know, just, there's an acronym we like, STOP, STOP, stopping, take a breath, just notice one breath. O is where the action is, you know, observe what's happening for me right now in this moment of irritation, frustration, boredom, you know, my plans disrupted. Okay, it can be a very intelligent step to take, just to tune into what my experience is, you know, rather than to kind of figure out how we're going to rearrange the world of banking so that our calls are responded to better. And I'm not talking about my own experience at all here, don't worry. So, but you all know what I'm talking about, right? It's just like, this is life. And so we can kind of be intelligent with our intention, and we can even practice for those moments where it's like we have even 10 seconds or a minute. And we can do this in the midst of a conversation with someone where it may not be an easy conversation. They don't need to know what we're doing, but we can be kind of bringing, even while we're listening to them and not disengaging, we can still kind of realize that, okay, in this moment, I can tune into my own experience right now. And that can be helpful. So the acronym may be useful. I didn't mean to make a joke, but I was about to cough, so I needed some coffee. But then I thought, well, this is a great opportunity to let you see if you remember to practice what I was just teaching you. Excuse me. I'm okay. I'm just... STOP. Excuse me. I'm definitely not sick anymore. I've just been talking too much. STOP. Stop, take a breath, observe, and then proceed. Hey, thank you all. It's good to practice with you. Thanks for your attention, and we'll see you later. Oh, a question next week. We'll meet next week, next Monday. See you.